This podcast of this Swain event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Touchdown or Turnover is backed by Alcoatin Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Touchdown Turnover, backed by Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong. Better rates and better service. Tennessee basketball team. That's right. Y'all know that team? The best team in the country. That team that represents Tennessee. Why? Because we are a basketball school, and I'm proud of it right now. The best team in the country. Tennessee has a team that is the best team in the country.
The best.
You guys were mentioning during the break. It was also talked about in that Georgia game. Tennessee leads the country in assist to turnover ratio. They take care of the basketball. They share the basketball. They understand how to play the game. A lot of that is getting the ball to the right players at the right time. As a point guard, you don't throw the ball to a sprinting center. Sometimes that's a bad idea. You throw it to him, he's going to travel. He's not used to controlling the basketball in that place. Jordan Bone has elevated his game into being one of the best point guards in the country. Easily. But tonight, Tennessee plays Missouri. Tonight, Tennessee beats Missouri. The question is, by how much? We know who coaches Missouri. Konzo Martin. We know Konzo coached at Tennessee. Blah, blah, blah. I've moved on. Tennessee is a 7.5-point favorite in a true road game. I forgot that writer who said, I'm not picking Tennessee in the top 10 because they haven't played a true road game, just neutral site games. I am not picking Tennessee in the top 10. They're not one of the best teams because they have not played a true road game. Well, here it is. This is the first true road game.
Second. Memphis,
yeah.
Well, second.
First true road game in the SEC.
Second true road game, sorry. First one was Memphis, hostile environment. Memphis Stadium will not be anywhere close to what Memphis atmosphere was. But second, did I sound like that bug from Men in Black right there?
Sure.
You didn't watch the movie?
Oh, I have seen Men in Black.
You don't remember that scene with the?
You know who my favorite actor is. How could I have not seen?
But you know that scene, right?
Where your favorite actor is Tommy Lee Jones?
Yes, it is.
But you know that scene, right, where the guy was talking, he's really a bug.
I haven't seen Men in Black in quite a while, so I don't remember that particular scene. No.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay, Charlie got me.
But my thing is, why are you doing a country accent for Missouri?
Because Missouri's in the SEC.
I know, but Missouri,
right?
No, kind of. Only officially.
In name only.
Really in the SEC.
Are they in the South and are they in the East?
I can promise you. When Charlie and I went to St. Louis from the basketball tournament, we didn't hear very many people talking like that weren't wearing Kentucky blue.
Well, that rider, I don't know where he's from. So I was imitating that rider. I can't remember his name. Does he live in Missouri?
Oh, it was a Graham.
Yeah, I don't know.
Crouch? Couch?
I don't know.
It's Graham.
I have
something.
To go back and look.
Yeah. Wherever he is, wherever he's from, I will try to do an accent that is from the part of the country that he's in. I'll try. I've been in the South most of my life. Most of my life. All right. Tennessee is a 7.5-point favorite against Missouri. Touchdown turnover. The Vols cover against Missouri on the road tonight, 7 p.m.
I say touchdown. I think Tennessee should win this fairly. I don't know if I want to say easy because it is an SEC road game. Konzo Martin is going to go all out in hopes of beating Tennessee. But on the flip side, Missouri is without its best player, Jontay Porter, who tore his ACL before the season. And as a result, Missouri is 9-3, and they have a couple good wins over Xavier. They destroyed their rival, Illinois. And they have Jordan Geist, who's averaging 13 points a game. They have Mark Smith, who's averaging 12 points a game, Jeremiah Tillman, who's averaging 10 a game, and they still have Kevin Puryear, who I like his game. But Tennessee's just quite simply the better basketball team, and it's on the road, it's against Consol, but they're the better basketball team and should win. I think they'll win by 10 or 11. I believe KenPom has Tennessee winning by 13, and I think that's around where Tennessee will win because Tennessee's playing the best team basketball in the country, and that's why they lead the country in assists per game at 21.3 assists and assists to turnover ratio. So I say touchdown. Tennessee covers the 7.5-point spread.
Missouri 74th in KenPom right now. Tennessee 7th. Just to completely elaborate on that situation that you mentioned there. Yeah, I think Tennessee covers in this one. And it, my prediction for it would be that it stays somewhere in the 7 to 15 point range for the entire game in terms of Tennessee's lead. Somewhere right in there, Tennessee will build up, you know, 5-7 point lead somewhere in the first half, and then it grows maybe a little bit in the second half and stays right in there. That would be my prediction for this game. Tennessee's played 13 games so far this year. They've won 11 of them by double digits. The last game that they played, they won by 46 points over a team that I would say is close to the same level as Missouri. I would say Missouri's a little bit better, but not by much. They would be much better if they had Jontay Porter, but they don't, unfortunately. And so this is going to be a very different game than it was against Georgia, obviously. Konzo's going to want to play Konzo ball. He's going to want to move slow and deliberately and play defense like he always did here. Tennessee ain't going to play that, though. Tennessee's going to run up and down the floor. They're going to dunk on Missouri's head, and I think Tennessee wins by, I'll say, 13 points.
Hands.
Classic.
Make a statement. By the way, I have no problems with Konzo. I like Konzo.
I love Konzo.
Love me some Konzo. I'm with you.
No, but, good man, good coach.
But tonight, it's going down. And I say touchdown. I don't think there's really anything that anyone can do about Tennessee. They're just too much. Oh, they can beat you in so many different ways. They've had five players go for almost 20 points in a game, and that's without Lamonte Turner being 100%. I mean, this team is nasty. This team is just special. So you lost your best player for 2 years in a row, Missouri. It's going to be ugly.
I think that is the storyline that I am looking forward to the most tonight is Lamonte Turner. Does he play tonight? All indications point to that. Rick Barnes has not met with the media since his post-game press conference following the Georgia game, so he hasn't said either way. But Lamonte was confident he would continue to play following Saturday's game, so that's what I'm looking forward to the most, is seeing, does Lamonte actually play? And then on top of that, is he effective? Does he get back to as close as he can be to being himself?
Yeah,
how much rust can he shake off in his second game back?
That's tough, man, because Lamonte shaking off the rust and getting back to form is kind of like a wide receiver who's had like an ACL or a severe high ankle sprain. I mean, that's your wheels. Well, Lamonte, you have a messed up shoulder. That's your shooting form. That's important. That's everything. That's your confidence. That's everything. So I know he's going to put in the work in the gym. I know he's going to be a warrior and want to play even when it's hurt, but he has to make the decision that's right for him. Mm-hmm. And Tennessee basketball trainers have done a good job from everything that I understand. So just hope the best. Good thing that Lamonte is not needed for this team right now.
I like. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think they will need him to achieve the ultimate goal, which is to win a championship, but they'll get number one seed to tournament without Lamonte.
Mm-hmm. I like the comparison to a receiver because not even just a receiver, just a football player in general, or anybody that's torn up their knee in some form or fashion. It's just getting over that mental hurdle that you can trust it. And on a football field, if you're a running back or receiver or defensive back, when you're cutting or going to make a tackle, just trusting that your knee won't give out. And Lamonte admitted after the game against Georgia that early on in that game when he first checked in, he was dodging some screens because he was nervous about that shoulder bumping up against somebody, because that's how he triggered the re-injury, I guess, earlier in the season, or annoyed the injury. So he admitted that he was nervous coming into that game, and he dodged some screens, and then he had to tell himself, hey, my shoulder's fine, you're playing, trust yourself, and just go play basketball.
I mean, I'll even say he had some aggressive takes to the rim, and he took some contact, and I kind of cringed, like, oh, no, be careful, don't hurt yourself. But he, he's
Uli's mom. Don't be careful.
Look, Lamonte is an important part of this basketball team. I mean, at his worst, he's a huge morale boost for this team. He brings that energy, and at his best, I mean, he's a 10-15 point a night kind of guy, and Tennessee needs him bad.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Let's get to Nathan. Nathan, good morning.
Good morning, Swain. I wanted to ask you a little bit about Alabama. Couple of things I just want to say, and you may have already covered this. If you did, I'm sorry.
It's all good.
These guys only play really about one or two games where their game planning, to me, actually matters, because nobody talent-wise can really match up to them other than about one or two teams, you know, that they play. And you look this year, Georgia was obviously one of them, and Clemson was the other. And if Georgia does not just completely lose their mind and fake that punt, I think Georgia beats them. And then last night, Clemson just destroyed them. And my question to you is, do you think – he kind of did not hire the right coordinators this year to actually be able to scheme the way he needed to when somebody had the talent they had. But I may be wrong on that, but I just don't think anybody's been able to match up with them, because just like when they play us, they didn't have to scheme this year. All they had to do was throw the ball up, and they were going to – I mean, we weren't going to get pressure to stop it. And I'm not saying Saban's not a good coach. I don't want you to think that. But I think he's had good coordinators in the past. And maybe this year he doesn't have as good coordinators. But I just wanted to throw that out there and see what you thought.
No, I appreciate the phone call, Nathan. I do think defensively they have not been strong as they have been in the past with Kirby Smart and Jeremy Pruitt. Nick Saban has had to kind of get involved more on defense. Offensively, I think Mike Loxley is dang good. And I'm very careful about being a prisoner of the moment just based on one game, saying, oh, my gosh, man, Mike Loxley's not good. No, he's good. Damian Harris dropped a pass. He had guys putting the ball on the ground.
Tua made two terrible decisions to throw the football.
Yeah, he made a mistake. You know, Brent Venables did something that they didn't do a lot of on film. They showed a cover two look, and it looked like two to me. The safety was on that hash, and then as soon as Tua snapped the ball, that corner got out of there, the one who picked the ball off, and that's gamesmanship. That happens. You have to give credit to Brent Venables, who is a $2 million a year coordinator. Clemson, they have good players too. Nathan, I do think about Alabama didn't really play in a lot of four quarter games. They didn't. They were usually out in the first half. And they had to play a four quarter game against Oklahoma and gave up a ton of yards and some points in the second half. Oklahoma just didn't have enough time. And then last night, I mean, they couldn't stop a nosebleed. They couldn't. And I thought some of those players did not play their best. I mean, receivers fumbling the football. Smith fumbled and dropped the pass. they're human. These young men, they're human, and you're going to have good days, you're going to have bad days. And for Alabama, they had their worst day on the worst day, if that makes sense. And they got exposed. They got beat down.
The day they needed to show up, they didn't show up. And I'll give Tasha Poyt a little bit of the benefit of the doubt in the sense of that defensive line was thin because of injuries. The linebacker core was thin to injuries. And Quinnen Williams and Raekwon Davis and those guys, Dylan Moses and Mack Wilson, they had their hands on their hips. And there were a couple second and goal and third and goal situations or second down, third down situations in the red zone. And Quinnen Williams was on the sideline.
They were thin.
I was like, dude, why are you asking to come out and on this part of the field? Like, you just made a tremendous first down stop to create a negative play and put Clemson behind the sticks, and now you're asking to come out? You're about to be the number one overall pick in the draft. Your team is down, and you're asking to come out? I thought that was a little interesting.
I'll go a step further in giving Tasha Poyt a little bit of grace here. Those corners are all young. It's a young secondary. Why? Because – everybody went to the league, and you went up against Justin Ross and T. Higgins, and I don't know which one of those boys are better. They're both 6'3", 6'4". They can run, athletic, and jump, great ball skills. They're both basketball players. Like, they love basketball first, and all they did was play basketball on grass. And you can't stop those dudes. You can't stop them. And then you have a guy like Hunter Renfrow, Amari Rodgers, who can be shifty in the slot and make things happen, sideline to sideline. I mean, those corners, you needed like Minka. You needed like those senior corners who were NFL caliber.
Eddie Jackson.
Yeah, you need those dudes. These are young, talented corners. They was not ready for that matchup. Mm-mm. Those were the best receivers that they faced all year long. So I give Tosh a little bit of credit. It wasn't like it was a lot of bust. One play, a guy got hurt, had a tire blowout.
It looked like he's ruptured his Achilles.
It looked like that. And then Ross went for a touchdown. So I give Tosh a little bit of grace. But this is what happens sometimes when you have so much turnover. Mm-hmm. Coaches, players, guys going to the NFL, there's a positive, mostly, of guys going to the league, you win championships. But because of the turnover, things like what happened last night can happen, too. All right, let's get to Volstorm. Volstorm, good morning.
Good morning, boys. You know, believe it or not, I have been accused in the past of being petty.
You don't say.
And here's one of those reasons why. You know, I went to bed with a smile on my face, not because Clemson won, not because Alabama lost. It was because Baby Shoes Butch couldn't back himself into a natty.
I tried to tell y'all in February that as long as Butch Jones was on that staff,
didn't call it,
Alabama would not win anything of significance in terms of a national championship.
You did. Ben called it, man, months ago.
Oh, yeah.
No, you called it. You called it, and you were right. And you know what, Volstorm? You know, I try to not be petty, and I try to be the bigger man and turn the other cheek. And I try. I really do. I try to be an example for my kids. But I can't today. I can't today, Volstorm. I can't today. I can't. I mean, no, man, you thought you were just going to piggyback on a national championship? You thought you was going to just serve the coach's coffee and be able to get a ring? You thought you were going to be able to get another coaching job and tell these recruits and lie to these recruits the same way you lied to these Tennessee recruits that you were the reason why Alabama won championship and how important you were to the Alabama championship? Not today, Butch. Hashtag not today, Butch. It ain't happening, man. And let me go a step further. I saw a photo of Butch Jones on the sideline. And I asked Seth Stokes, because it was Mark Nagy who tweeted out the photo. I said, Seth, did you alter this photo? He goes, no. Why? I go, dude, Butch's head is like 10 times bigger than his feet. His feet look like toddler shoes. And his head, he looked like a fathead. Like something you put on the wall.
Airhead.
He looked huge. Like the Mario Kart. Like the Toad, the Mario Kart with the big head, the mushroom. That was Butch Jones. And his shoes look like he still shops at Baby Foot Locker. Like, I thought Seth did something to the photo.
Please tell me you all saw the video of Butch talking to one of the Alabama players. He turns his back, and the guy starts making fun of Butch behind his back.
I missed this.
That was the running back.
Yeah.
The big boy.
Najee Harris.
That was Najee Harris. Yeah.
Oh, that was Harris. Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that was him.
I need video. Can somebody tweet this at me? I need to see this.
I'll find it, yeah.
Yeah, it was great, man. I'm going to be petty for today, and then tomorrow I'll be fine. I'll be more professional.
Well, tomorrow I'll be petty about the Vols beating Konzo tonight basketball. But for today, I'm going to be petty about Buck.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
See you, boys.
See you, man. Let's go to the phones. Let's get Turkey Man. Turkey Man, good morning.
Good morning, individual. Sometimes you just kind of get a charge, and you have to be through the storm to understand what you're feeling.
Correct.
And I felt exactly what Ball Storm was feeling there.
Yeah, let me say this, because I said it in hour one, and I feel like we need to say this once an hour as Tennessee fans. We're not good. Okay?
No.
We're not good. We have a long way to go. Watching that game kind of made me sad about how far we're away, a couple planets mm-hmm. away. We didn't go to a bowl game. We're not good. So I just want to get that out first while we're sitting here happy that Alabama lost. We're not good. Like, I would dream to be in that situation. We're not. But the next best thing is seeing Alabama lose if Tennessee can't win. Okay, go ahead, Turkey Man.
Well, Butch, it was like he paid everybody with a camera to follow him around throughout the season so that he would have highlight film for his ring. And it just might be me, but every time I looked up, there he was. I'd go get a cup of coffee. I'd come back to TV. There he was. I go get some popcorn. I come back to TV. There he was. And it was all year long that you'd sat down, you'd see him. And it's just like he had built up. But I seen what Paul Storm talked about, the player making fun of him after he said something. That's what they'd use him for a joke all year long. And he just read right in it. But he was after that natty. Did you see halftime with the
nope.
with the Saban?
No, I didn't watch halftime.
Well,
no, I didn't see
they interviewed him there before he got off the field.
I saw the interview.
Okay, and he said something to the effect that the copycats of I mean, he was about to go on a rant.
Oh, he was mad.
And copycats, like they was copycat other people that had success.
Wait,
and I'm thinking,
wait, copycat, huh?
Yes.
What do you mean, Turkey Man?
Well, that all these copycats out here, that's what he said. All these copycats out here, copycatting what they'd had success against them. And he almost went in and ran about that. I mean, that's coaching, that's scouting, that's being prepared. And he was going to make something out of that.
Yeah. Well, Turkey Man.
He lost it, man.
He should. It was a bad half of football. It was a bad game of football. I know they were coached better than that, and those players did not play well at all. We will take a quick timeout. The phone lines are backed up. I know we got some really good comments and questions, and we'll get to the phones after this. Stay with us.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials for the fall. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the smokehouse stew, barbecue cheddar meatloaf, or the smoked turkey and dressing, which includes sliced smoked turkey and cornbread dressing paired with sauteed Brussels sprouts, mashed potatoes, and a side of turkey gravy. While Dead End offers a different specialty meal each day, you can get their hillbilly chili every day. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The fall flavor search is over.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones.
See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Sipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today. We're here with Dr. Mike Carlson of Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine. If you have orthopedic injuries such as shoulder pain, knee pain, or instability, Achilles tendonitis, golfers, or tennis elbow, do what I did and give them a call.
Yeah, Jason, we specialize in regenerative non-surgical orthopedics. So we treat damaged ligaments, tendons, and joints, including things like rotator cuff injuries, knee instability, elbow problems, as well as foot problems like plantar fasciitis, Achilles, things of that nature, by injecting with stem cells in what's called PRP, or platelet-rich plasma. And this form of treatment we do under ultrasound, so we know we have our target. And it also stimulates the body's own reparative process, and this allows for the healing of damaged tissue. And as you well know, I mean, numerous professional and collegiate athletes, guys like Steph Curry, Tiger Woods, and even yourself with your ankle injury, have been using this form of treatment for years. And so we offer that same type of treatment here in East Tennessee.
Visit them on the web at trsportsmedicine.com. Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine, East Tennessee's leader in regenerative therapy.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. It's not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799. Gentlemen, when it comes to taking care of your health, sometimes the first step is the hardest. Low T Center is making it easier to take that first step. It all starts with knowing the numbers that are essential to a man. Testosterone levels, blood pressure, cholesterol, prostate, and thyroid. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to get all these levels checked and more. Low T Center specializes in men's health and has expanded their services, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, hypertension, severe allergies, high cholesterol, diabetes, and annual physicals, along with testosterone replacement therapy. The physicians at Low T Center not only want to help you feel good again, they want to help you prevent any serious health problems moving forward. Now, with the holistic approach to your overall health and wellness, Low T Center is making it more convenient for men to take care of their health, and most health insurance is accepted. They'll even verify for you. Take the first step for your health and call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388, or go to lowtcenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare.
Beatty Chevrolet is celebrating 85 years of low prices. And during Truck Month, choose from over 400 trucks and SUVs, all deeply discounted. Like a new Silverado, now 25% off. A new Equinox, now 20% off. And a certified pre-owned 15 Equinox or Terrain, now $16,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Big selection and even bigger savings. That's why it's better at Beatty Chevrolet.
Spend number 232 savings off NSRV, blue dot dealer savings, and manufacturer incentives with approved credit, list finance, through GMF. Offer expires 8/31.
You don't have to take an L just because you can't listen to the Swain event live. You can catch up on the podcast posted daily on the app, online, and on iTunes.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com. If you're wondering why the Christmas tree is still up in the background, if you're watching on Swain Event TV, It's because Tennessee has not hired an offensive coordinator. That's why. Let's get to the phones. And let me see who we have here first. We have, is this Clint?
Should be.
Clint, is that you, Clint?
Yeah, man.
Clint, good morning.
What's up, brother?
What's up, man?
Listen to y'all every day, man.
Thank you.
I love listening to your show, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it, man.
I got one question. I got a little joke for you. What does Clemson and the moon have in common?
What's that?
They both control the tide.
That's true, man.
Yeah, man, I was watching that game last night. You know, I don't like Clemson. I'm from Charleston, South Carolina. I'm a Tennessee diehard fan. My mama, my daddy, everybody, you know, all from Tennessee. But it's you know, it's crazy. I'm watching this game, and I'm watching Trevor Lawrence, and he's a Peyton man and fanatic, and you know, his dream was to come to Tennessee, and I'm watching Amari Rodgers, I'm watching T. Higgins, and I'm thinking about, you know, I know T. Higgins and Trevor Lawrence was both committed to Tennessee, and old Butch Jones choked like always, and you're thinking about Cade Mays and how he was committed to Tennessee and how old Butch Jones made sure we didn't get him. I don't know what he said to him. Amari Rodgers, I don't know what the deal is with him.
Oh, that story is great. I can't tell it, but
I understand.
How he screwed that up, it was even worse.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy, but my biggest question is, I mean, what is the deal with T. Martin in Tennessee? I never caught what really went on there. You know, I watched the national title game. I'm a diehard from a long since I was a little boy, so I really don't understand what the issues are in that situation.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, he's been offered the offensive coordinator job twice now.
I don't know about an official offer. I know there was some interest in bringing T. Martin in last year. Okay. I don't know about an offer. This time around, there's been talks, but that's for maybe a co-offensive coordinator title and just being on the staff.
Okay. Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of rumbles about old Jim Chase. I listen to a lot of different people, like the Nashville people over there and stuff like that, and Jim Chaney's name is really popping up a lot. Like, they're almost in the works, is what I heard.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard some of that stuff too. Not saying that I heard it because it's true, just because I've kind of seen all the reports from folks with 7 Twitter followers and an avi of a cartoon character reporting that this deal was done. So, Chaney. Is he appreciated by Kirby Smart? It doesn't look like that at all. You look at Georgia fans, they don't appreciate him. Kirby kind of has elevated James Coley into a very important piece on that offense by how much he's paid him over the last couple of years and the title that he has received. And, you know, Jim Chaney, if he is needed anywhere else in the SEC besides Georgia, it's Tennessee for sure. Pruitt needs a Jim Chaney, needs a guy who's coached a long time that can just take care of offense. You know, like Sean McVay with the Rams. Like, no one really talks about this that much because their offense is great. But he hired Wade Phillips, former head coach.
He's been phenomenal.
Defensive mind. And Sean McVay only has to worry about Jared Goff and that offense. And, you know, just making sure the team is having the right attitude. He doesn't have to worry about defense at all. That's what Jim Chaney would do for Jeremy Pruitt. And hopefully they're talking and no one knows about it. Because the media folks, we have found out about pretty much everyone that Pruitt has talked to. And there's reasons for Jim Chaney not to say anything to anybody if he's talking to Pruitt, and there's reasons for Pruitt not to say anything to anybody, because then you start getting reports about something being 95% done when you probably didn't want that out there. I'm not going to dive in any further on that.
But that's none of my business.
But you can put two and two together. If I'm Jerm Pruitt, I don't want people getting on the radio talking about something 95% done when I didn't tell you to say that. So if I'm Jerm Pruitt, I'm not telling anybody anything about Jim Chaney if I'm trying to work that deal. Moving on. Let's get to Jay. Jay, good morning.
Swain, good morning, bud.
Good morning.
Hey, Swain, obviously, you know, I would love to have a Jim Chaney, T. Martin, Jim Chaney, Sam Pittman, whatever, Jim Chaney, whatever combination. But what do you think about a Levy, Jeff Levy down there at UCF, who John Bryce said, a lot of people he talked to down there, Levy, they gave Levy a lot of credit and for orchestrating that offense down there with Heupel. What would you think about a Levy T. Martin combination? That's a little unproven, but I think that has a lot of potential.
I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued with that combination. These guys, I don't know if they work together, know each other.
Yeah.
So that would be my. I'll be hesitant to just do a backflip. Also, Levy, does he have his own offense? I mean, I don't know if T has his own offense. Does Levy have his own offensive system, or is that Heupel's offensive system that he brought in?
I think it's Heupel's.
So when you have a quarterback coach who goes to a coordinator, I mean, they have to develop their own offense, their own system, their own numbering system, their own concepts, all that. Now, Dooley did it, going from a wide receiver coach in the NFL to Missouri, never being an offense coordinator. So it can be done. I'm more comfortable with Sarkisian than Chaney because they already have a system in place. T is really, really comfortable with Sarkisian. They have a good relationship. And Chaney is a proven coordinator in the SEC. So I like those two options better than Levy. But I'm intrigued. I'm open to it. To see what he's going to do if he does come. I know there's been multiple talks with Levy initially, and then after that, maybe as a co-offense coordinator type of role. I'm open to it.
Well, you know, obviously that wouldn't be my first choice, but I tell you what, guys, if something don't happen, I've tried to be, you know, patient and give – I know Pruitt's take his time, whatever. If something don't happen by the end of this week and you go into basically the dead period being over with and you still haven't hired somebody, this will probably be really the first time that Pruitt, I don't know, you know, rubbed me the wrong way as a fan. I'm going to be like, all right, man, you know, what are we doing here? Because then you're looking at probably going into February because he's going to focus on recruiting. Not having a coordinator, and that's going to be like, what, day 75 or whatever we are on this search. And you're looking at hiring a coordinator basically a month before spring practice starts. Like, he needs to do something this week. What's that old saying, you know, like, crap or get off the pot? Like, I mean, come on, man. Like, you need to make a move one way or the other. We're on day 50, basically. I mean, like, do what you need to do and let's go.
You know, Jay, I was having a conversation with someone yesterday, and I won't say that I'm going to I forgot what you said about Pruitt, what you're going to say, what you're going to do if the hire's not made by this weekend, but
I don't think he said he was going to do anything. He's just
– how do you say he was going to feel?
Crap or get out the pot is what he said of Pruitt.
I'm going to wonder what the heck is going on if hire's not made this week too, because – national championship game is over. Josh Gattis, either you're going to stay at Alabama or you're going to Maryland with Mike Locksley. T. Martin could go to Maryland. He could go to Alabama. He could. He can absolutely take Josh Gattis' place. T. could go to Louisville. T. has opportunities. He's talked to Jerm Pruitt as well. And so things should get moving a little bit. Sarkisian, he's had some time after the regular season, the NFL's over. There's already one coaching domino that fell with the Packers hiring Titans offensive coordinator. What does Sarkisian want to do? Do you want to stay in college? I mean, do you want to stay in the pros, or do you want to come to college? If you jump into college, you might want to take all the vacation time you can. Why you can? Because you're not going to get a lot of it in college. You'll get more of it in the pros. So I'm sure he wants to take as much time as he wants to right now while he can, because the team's not playing in the playoffs. But if he jumps back into college, like, it's a dead sprint, because spring practice is around the corner. You have National Signing Day that you wanna sew up. You have a chance to get George Pickens. You have a chance to maybe get some other players. It would be nice to have an offensive coordinator that you can sell. I don't think Tennessee gets Jalen Hazelwood, regardless of who the OC is, but it sure would have helped your chances get that five-star receiver who went to Oklahoma instead of going to Georgia, which I like. But I agree a little bit with Jay there. If something's not done by this week, I'm going to be like, what are we really doing?
I mean, it just looks like they did. If they did have a plan in place, they didn't execute it. But it also looks like they didn't have a plan in place and was just kind of going day to day and flying on the edge of their seat. And real quick on Josh Gattis, I heard on Alabama radio that he was missing in one of the practices out in California this week, just was not at practice one day, and there was no official reasoning. I believe Nick Saban said personal reasons, a.k.a. out here looking at different jobs or getting ready for a different job. So I would be surprised if Josh Gattis remains Alabama's wide receiver coach.
Nick loves him. Nick wants him big time. And Gattis is an up-and-coming star. Gattis, he's not going to be the offensive coordinator this year, because that's going to be Dan Enos. Maybe he gets a co-offensive coordinator role or title to get him to stay. And Bama can pay coordinators out the, whatever they want. I think Gattis is the key here. The coaches' convention will end tomorrow. What happens? I mean, what if someone on this staff leaves?
I don't think it would be a bad thing, depending on who it is.
No, I'm saying, if somebody on this staff leaves and you still don't have an offensive coordinator or idea what you want to do, then it's gonna look even worse. It's gonna look like, oh, you unprepared to fill this hole or that hole. So initially, the search didn't go as planned. You can rebound. Just like you come out in the game and the game gets away from you, you can rebound, come back, and win. The search did not go as well as it could have. What happened with Hugh Freeze and then him being off the board, and how it happened, and how Randy Boyd had to come out and make statements, that wasn't ideal. You had a chance to kind of recover, regroup, go back to the drawing board, start from square one. To leave this week without an OC, after the coach convention being over by a couple days, and national championship being over by a couple days, and then I'm going to say, do we know what we're doing? Do we really know what we want here in a coordinator? I will have those questions. I really would. But I would not lose sight that they still can hire a good guy.
I mean, they could wait until after spring practice and still hire the right offensive coordinator. That's the weird thing of the situation. But I agree with Jay. Tennessee needs to get on the ball, because this spring practice is crucial if Tennessee wants to have a somewhat successful season in 2019. And I would prefer to have the offensive coordinator in there longer than a month before spring practice starts.
Hey, because the coach got to learn the offense too.
Mm-hmm.
Got to learn it before you can teach it. That's the way it works. All right, let's go back to the phones this morning, 865-255-03. Let's go down in Gainesville. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I guess that answers the question. Can Nick Saban win a championship with Butch Jones? So I think that's the butterfly effect there.
That is the answer. The answer is what? No.
Beat down. Holy crap. Anybody see that coming?
Nope. I didn't even see Clemson winning. I
had Clemson winning in a bet because nobody else was taking them, but I thought Alabama was going to win. And if Clemson won the game and the total of points was 59, which it was 60, I was going to win $500. So, of course, they had to hit that extra point, but it is what it is.
Ah, man.
Yeah. So I'll be thinking all day what I could have done with that 500. Hey, I guess my question is, how much more proof or evidence do we need to know that they don't know what they're doing over there, because this isn't normal. This doesn't happen to any other program except here. And I know we focus more on this program, but man, we just come off one of the worst, most embarrassing coaching hiring debacles ever. And now we're all pretty much sued by Philip Fulmer coming in. And then him, from what I've heard, him and Pruitt were on the same page from the first offensive coordinator hire. And let's not forget, that was Pruitt's first offensive coordinator guy that left. Now, everybody's going to say that he left for a better job, but he was leaving regardless. So how much more proof do we need? I'm not full of confidence. I don't know about y'all.
I'll say this. It's showing that Jordan Pruitt's in his first year as a head coach. It's showing that Coach Foreman's in his first year as AD. It's showing. And that does not mean that they can't hire a really good coach. At the end of the day, they can make a grand slam hire, get the right guy, and be awesome. But the way the search has been handled, we can't sit here as Tennessee fans, and we've seen our fair share of searches. We've seen coordinators be replaced. We've seen coaches be replaced. This is not normal, and it's the first year of both of those guys in that job. And I don't expect someone doing something for the first time to be perfect. I'm sorry. I don't have that expectation. So I'm not sitting here, like, throwing shade and getting all upset, because I don't expect someone doing something for the first time to do it perfect. I just don't. I remember being a freshman wide receiver versus being a senior wide receiver. I don't expect people to be great their first time doing something. They still can recover. They still can make a really good hire. But after this week, if something's not done, I'm going to really wonder, do we know what we're doing? Do we know what we want? Do we know what we want from offense coordinator? And do we know what we're doing and how to go out and interview one? And that, I mean, I'm going to have that question. And I'm not saying that they don't know. I'm going to have the question that I'm asking, do they really know what they want? 40-plus days of not having a coordinator, how is managed? I think it's pretty fair for me to wonder that. A lot of people are wondering the same thing. So, again, they can still hire the best guy. And hopefully Pruitt and Chaney are talking privately. No one knows about that. I hope. Swain Event, for what's coming up next?
What is coming up on the Swain Event?
There is a 20% chance of rain today, mostly cloudy, with a high of 63 and a low of 34. Mostly sunny tomorrow, with a high near 43 and a low around 24. More sunshine on Thursday, with a high in the upper 30s. Weather on the Swain Event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain Event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
Do you want a custom themed tumbler or bottle to show off your team spirit every day of the week? Well, look no further than Game Time Sidekicks. Every design has you, the fan, in mind. Their tumblers and bottles are double-walled, vacuum-insulated stainless steel, and their quality is second to none in the market. From stainless steel sippy cups to tumblers and sports bottles, Game Time Sidekicks offers something for the fan of all ages to rep their team with. They have many different logo options, so fans will have something they are proud to carry around all the time. Use promo code SWAIN at checkout to get 20% off of your entire purchase at GameTimeSidekicks.com. They also offer $5 flat rate shipping. Be sure to check out the Game Time Workshop on the website and customize your tumbler to make it one of a kind with things like your nickname, number, or initials. Game Time Sidekicks. Show your colors and carry your team.
If you're among the 40% of obese American adults, you know that diet and exercise doesn't always work. The National Institute of Health recognizes bariatric surgery as the most effective long-term treatment for severe obesity. Premier Surgical's two bariatric offices, Foothills Weight Loss Surgeons and New Life Center for Bariatric Surgery, have helped thousands of East Tennesseans change their lives and health. Weight loss surgery has been shown to improve or resolve many obesity-related conditions such as diabetes, high blood pressure, and sleep apnea. To learn if bariatric surgery is right for you, attend one of the free seminars offered each month by New Life Center for Bariatric Surgery at Tanova Turkey Creek or Foothills Weight Loss Surgeons at Fort Sanders Regional. Visit our bariatric surgery page at premiersurgical.com for more information. Premier Surgical, expertise you can trust.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Sipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Dan Mullen posing awkwardly with recruits.
For what?
Gators working out wearing costumes.
For what?
Vanderbilt
making a sorority-style video.
For what?
Aaron Murray and David Pollock opening their mouths.
For what?
All right, we got for what here, Charlie? What you got over there, man?
Here's your headline, straight out of Alabama. They're just taking a beat down from us today. Alabama officials say, do not pick up chicken strips that are lying on the highway after a crash. These chicken tenders aren't for pickups, says Channel 12 News. I don't know where this is. WRDW. An Alabama Sheriff's Office is warning people against eating chicken that tumbled onto a rural highway after a truck wrecked. The 18-wheeler crashed on Alabama 35 Sunday and spilled tons of boxes of chicken tenders onto the road. That's when motorists started stopping to pick up the food. That's when authorities said a traffic hazard was created. Here's their actual public announcement put on Facebook by the Cherokee County Emergency Management Agency, PSA. The Cherokee County Sheriff's Office is asking that no one tries to stop to get chicken tenders that were spilled from the 18-wheeler accident last night on Highway 35. You are creating a traffic hazard, and it is a crime to impede the flow of traffic.
Wow.
Alabama, taking L's all over the place, man. Don't pick up those chicken strips because you'll probably get hit by a car. And it's just not worth it. Leave the chicken on the road.
Wow. I think Ben has the biggest for what, the biggest series of for what's today. The reactions are always great from fans when you lose. We're used to seeing our own reactions evolve Twitter. And, but these reactions are golden. Ben?
Alabama fans are going on for what today? Because the hashtag Fire Saban was trending last night on Twitter, and I'm going to let Charlie pull this up and alternate reading off tweets so we can kind of decipher which ones are real and decipher the poor language used. Here's one. I have donated to Alabama football and the University of Alabama for over 10 years, but after watching the display of weakness over the last three games, the place will no longer see my money. I don't support pansies.
You had this person said, I've sat in Bryant Denny Stadium, section C, row 27 for my entire life. Never have I seen an Alabama team this poorly coached. It's time for Coach Saban to hit the road. If he's back next year, I promise I will not renew my season tickets until Dabo is at the helm. Hashtag fire Saban. That's from Jacob Stegman.
Yes.
From Saban Must Go. We lost three of the last five college championship games. Now is the time to fire Saban before it is too late.
Yes.
John Rideout says, fire Nick Saban. He's lost it. He's over the hill. And break out the checkbook for Dabo.
Yes.
So bad.
J.D. Power says, I'm a lifelong Alabama fan, but after that display tonight, I will not be donating any more money to that program. Or watching another game until they fire Saban.
This is, again, I'm not sure when it's real, when it's not. But this person at Alabama football and says, don't even let Saban get on the bus. Embarrassing. Fire Saban.
This one. Fire Nick Saban. He's lost it. He's over the hill.
Yes.
Did you read that one, Charlie? And break out the checkbooks.
Oh, yeah,
Dabo?
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah. But there's just a bunch that are just hashtag fire Saban. Now, I don't know if this is Tennessee Auburn fans just putting fire Saban out there, but there are definitely people on here that are 100% earnest. That's so bad.
Here's one. This is Saban's worst coach game of all time, which is that is factual. But sure. Then he puts hashtag fire Saban. I've sat in Bryant Denny section D, row 28, seat 20 for my entire life. Never have I seen an Alabama team this poorly coached. It's time for Coach Nick Saban to hit the road. If he's back next year, I promise I will not renew my season tickets.
We mentioned this during the break. Did not read it yet, but from Lonnie Kiffin here, my wife did not get a tattoo of an Alabama wearing a houndstooth hat on her lower back for this. I'll repeat, my wife did not get a tattoo of an elephant wearing a houndstooth hat on her lower back for this. Hashtag fire Saban. Michael's a Tennessee fan, but still is funny.
That is funny.
Hour 3 coming up. Stay with us. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.